News Talk ZB.
News Talk ZB, it is now 15 past 6. Fran O'Sullivan, NZME Head of Business, is with us. Hi, Fran.
Hello there.
And welcome back. How was Switzerland, all right?
It was great. It was such a shame to have to come back. It was such a lovely, rich paradise. I really liked it. I'd be terrifically at home if I was very well healed.
Right, and you went up with the New Zealand Initiative. Just background that again.
Yes, no, that was good. We went up to have a look at what makes Switzerland so competitive. And New Zealand's competitive as well, of course. But essentially, Switzerland, they are half a click more in terms of pay scales, ability to, you know, basically live compared to New Zealand, don't have the same disparity in wealth. And it was interesting looking at it. The conditions are very different. They have a what's known as localism system of government.
Right.
And that's part of it. And the cantons compete vigorously among themselves with tax rates and growth incentives and otherwise, and for both people and really high school people, but also companies. But I guess the other thing, the really salient point, was the education system. And there, like in New Zealand, we have a substantial number of people who go to university, but they're only about 20% stream for university. The rest go into vocational training, and this can go over several years while they work at the same time. And people coming out the other end can get as paid as much as a professor if they've come through the right stream in vocational. So you get, you know, highly paid technologists, engineers, you name it. Mm. And thus you've got a really strong skill base for your country. And I think that's the big salient lesson. There's a lot of people came away, you know, very impressed by that among the CEOs who
went. And we were talking off air, so